Well, we know very, very well what place Bhante has in our lives, what place he has for us. After all, today, and in fact the Dhammacharanis for the last 10 days, we've been prostrating ourselves in front of him many times each morning. And we've been putting him above our heads in the afternoons. And we've been welcoming him into our hearts. So in these ways we've represented what Bhante is to us, what Bhante means to us. But now, we're not just going to be placing him on the refuge tree in front of us, or putting him in the sky above us, or even bring him into our hearts. We're going to have him in flesh and blood here in front of us. And what a pleasure that is for us, to be able to contemplate, to take the darshan of our precious friend, Urgyen Sangharakshita, Bhante Sangharakshita, who means so much to every one of us, and on whose vision our own ordinations rest. Bhante is going to be speaking to us tonight on the theme of looking ahead a little way. Well, I've been looking back. When I heard the title of Bhante's talk, I was going to have to find some way of introducing him, and I just found myself thinking back. And I was thinking back to what seemed to me to be the beginning of our order. What is it that, which is the point at which our order really came into being, or which our order was germinated, so to speak? And what I thought was that that origin is to be found way, way back. And I'm going to read you a passage from Bhante's, I'm going to say Learning to Walk, but of course it's The Rainbow Road, in which I think that origin is to be found. If, when I read Isis Unveiled, I knew that I was not a Christian, when I read the Diamond Sutra, I knew that I was a Buddhist. Though this book epitomizes a teaching of such rarefied sublimity that even arahants, saints who have attained individual nirvana, are said to become confused and afraid when they hear it for the first time, I at once joyfully embraced it with an unqualified acceptance and assent. To me, the Diamond Sutra was not new. I had known it and believed it and realized it ages before, and the reading of the sutra, as it were, awoke me to the existence of something I had forgotten. Once I realized that I was a Buddhist, it seemed that I'd always been one, that it was the most natural thing in the world to be, and that I had never been anything else. It was that vision of Bhante's that really is the basis for our order. Bhante saw the nature of the Dharma, he tried to live out that vision, and that led him eventually to the foundation of our order, and to witnessing the commitment of each and every one of us to realizing that vision. So, our order has its origins not in a sense in time at all. Yes, I say I was looking back, but what we look back to is a point when Bhante had a glimpse outside time, the point outside time, so to speak, from which our order unfolds. So, tonight we're not going to be looking back, we're going to be going forward, we're going to be seeing a little way into the future, and I for one am fascinated to know what it is that Bhante's got to say. I'm fascinated to hear him looking ahead a little way.